Yo, what up? This is the Mr. Chris MIE Motivational Podcast, episode number 6. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up. Nothing can stop me.
Yo, how y'all doing out there? It's your boy, Mr. Chris, coming at you again with another motivational podcast. It's the MIE podcast. We aim to motivate, inspire, and encourage. Yo, so I want to get into this one real quick this week. First of all, I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast. Thank you for all the downloads everywhere. Much appreciated. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio if you listen to this podcast and give me a 5-star rating, thumbs up, like, comment, subscribe. Let me know if you're feeling this podcast. And I would appreciate that very much. All right, so let me get into this story real quick that happened in class the other day. I want to share it with you because it was very motivational to me, and I just want to drop that nugget on you for the week to kind of let you know, kind of share with you what I went through going through this experience. So as dance teachers, all the time, we're always looking to get our students to go to the next level, right? So whether that's dancing full out, whether that's dancing with faces, whether that's giving more energy, whatever the case is, we're always trying to push them to do that. Now, if you're with your dancers more than one day a week, right? If you're with them 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week, the more you're with them, the harder it is to get them to produce that kind of energy, that kind of output, because they come in to dance. One day they might be on fire. The next day you might be like, oh my goodness, what happened? What happened? Y'all was on fire the other day. But it's life. I mean, we all do it. We're human. Some days we wake up on fire. We're ready to go. Some days we wake up and it's just not feeling it today. The mood is not there today, right? So, but the thing I want to share with you is, the thing that I learned from this last class that we had is that you, not only do you have the energy inside of you, but you can create the energy in the atmosphere that will take you to the next level and everybody else in the room to the next level, right? Even if when I say everybody else, if they don't do anything but see it and just admire your fire burning, they'll be like, oh my goodness, right? Because it's in you. I knew this at a young age. I knew that I had something special in me that could, if I turned it on, it wasn't necessarily all the time, but if I turned it on, I had a gift in me that I could share with other people that would like light them on fire, right? And it was dance. It was dance. I noticed there was these times where when I would dance full out, people would just look, and then not only would they be like, you know, man, y'all's dance group, y'all went in, y'all killed it, but they would say, man, y'all must inspire me to want to do something. I'm going to play baseball this year. I'm playing football. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter what it is, but when you go to your fullest potential, when you release that energy that's inside you, it has the ability, the energy has the ability to change you and those around you. Now check this out. So we're in class and we were running one of our hip hop numbers. Actually, it's the same number where the podcast, they tried to intimidate us, the same dance, right? So there was a couple of things we had to work on. It was like the judges said, you know, the first beginning section was very energetic and clean. And then we got to section number 2, you know, y'all just need to stay together. So that was the goal of the day. That was my intent, was to go in, let's start working on section number 2, get it like section number 1. Section number 1 is fire. They come in, boom, and do, 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 da. When you get to section number 2, it's not that, that they don't have the energy, but it's that they're not staying together. So in this rehearsal, we're working on that. We're running the dances over and over again. Do it again, do it again, do it again. You know, watch your arm, watch your hand. Where's your arm placement? Where's your foot? Going over that. But then the more we started doing that, it started draining the dancers. So the dancers, you know, as the day is going on, they're like, oh my goodness, right? But then there was one particular young man, shout out to Devon. Devon was actually a young man that I recruited from a middle school here in Nashville where I went, and they actually have a dance program, IT Cresswell, have a dance program there, and my wife would send me in there, and we would do classes, but we would also recruit dancers who are willing to go, you know, looking to go to that next level, whether it's competition or conventions, travel with us and join the team. So he was one of those young men. And so when I seen him in there, he was killing it. I, you know, talked to his parents, and be like, yo, you need to come on over. We would love to have you on the team. So he's on the team. Now, Devon, when he first got here, it was a shift because the energy level that we had already competing, he was coming right into that. So he had to take a moment and be like, no, wait a minute. Okay. All right. So I gotta step it up. I got to go full out. Right. So this is one of those moments where Devon knows this dance. He's in the center of this dance because he's the only young man in the dance, and he's killing it every time. So I'm watching him, and then I'm watching. Actually, there was one girl next to him. Her name was Morgan. She is one of the studio's best hip hoppers, right? Can kill it in hip hop dance, energy off the chain. Morgan is fire. Matter of fact, that's the name of one of her solo, fire, right? So, but Morgan was getting, Devon was giving so much energy, it was just drowning out Morgan. I couldn't even see Morgan. It looked like Morgan was moving in slow motion, because she was next to Devon. Now, on a normal day, if they were just running it, that would be called what we call in the dance world is marking it, right? So you can mark it. But Devon wasn't here to mark anything. He, in his mind, he was already performing. He was on stage. He was doing the show. He wasn't holding back. So he's killing it. So I'm thinking the whole time, I was like, how can I motivate the team to bring this energy out without just saying, you know, I mean, I want y'all to do it like Devon. Everybody sit down, watch Devon do it. You know, Devon is the best ever in the world. He's the awesomest ever, right? Because a lot of times what that does is in the team, instead of creating more energy, it creates haterade. So people be looking at him like, man, I'm tired of him calling Devon's name. You say Devon's name one more time. And it's just, they start to shut down. So I was like, how can I do this? So what I decided to do was go back to something that we used to do called battle, right? So in the hip hop dance world, and the way I came up dancing is, in order to get to the next level of any type of dance, you had to battle somebody who was better than you or who was given more life than you. And battle just means you have to dance against them. You have to go head to head, let's go. And so I was like, let me see if I can create a battle type atmosphere. So here's what I did. I said, okay, hold on, I stopped the music. I said, it looks cool. I mean, it's all right. But Devon just sent me a memo, you know, via brain to brain. And Devon said that he will challenge anybody in this room to take him down in this dance. And then I made it specific. I was like, but not only anybody. Morgan, Devon is calling you out. Devon said that he could do this dance better than you. He can buck harder than you. He can hit harder than you. He can do everything harder than you, and you can't do nothing about it. What you gonna do now? Right? So Morgan kind of smiled and was kind of laughing, you know, and we're kind of playing, but not, right? Kind of joking around, but not. So Devon was looking like, it's nothing. Bring it, let's go. Morgan, though, I could see in her face. He was like, okay, all right, you gonna call me out like that? For everybody here, he wanna battle? Let's go then. So I cut the music on, and check this out, I cut the music on. They come out the gate, and it's like two lions going at it. They went in, and it was so crazy, the energy that Devon and Morgan was giving. Because here it is, Devon was given the type of energy where he was like, I don't care if you just said Morgan can take me out, she ain't got nothing. So he didn't even look to the left or the right. He looked straight ahead, was like, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm gonna keep doing. That's the point in this podcast. Then I'm gonna come back to it though. Morgan, on the other hand, she didn't even look at Devon nervous. She said, I already got it in me. I just wasn't doing it the last couple times, but you ain't saying nothing but a word, dog, because it's on right now. And she wasn't looking to the side either. That's another point in the podcast. I'm gonna bring it back. Right? And then and I always had to check in with my kids, because my kids, they're here at the studio all the time. They live here, they dance here, friends are here, everything. And so nothing phases them. So I check in with them to see if I'm feeling this energy in the room like I think I'm feeling. And not only my kids, but everybody on the team was looking at the group like they were aliens. They were looking at the group like I've never seen, like they were superstars. So I looked at the group to see what they were looking at, and I realized that not only were Devon and Morgan going in, and it was a battle which took the dance to the whole next level, but then I looked down to the end, and there's an awesome dancer, Serena Bandina, was on the end. Shout out to Serena. Serena was on the end, giving it like, don't forget about me. Cora was on the other end. Hey, don't forget about me. Don't just call out Devon and Morgan, because we giving it too. But what happened? It lift the whole room up. These dancers, once again, on this dance, just changed the room. And everybody was like, did you see what they did? Now, what did they do? Same dance, same moves, same people, but different energy. So here's my points right here. My points are based on the people that was in the dance that I just mentioned. Number one, Devon. Like I said, Devon came forward, he delivered the dance, and he wasn't fazed by fear of Morgan coming after him. And that spoke to me, because I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be the same way. That motivated me, that inspired me. So I was like, not just in dance, not just as a teacher, but in life. When you know what you know. When you know you got what it takes, what you got to be afraid of? You ain't got to look to the left, to the right, but you can wake up each day and go straight ahead and give it your all and not be worried about the outcome, because you know you're doing what you do. How about you? How about you? What are you afraid of? What are you looking to the side? You already got it in you. The energy is in you. Just release it. Just do what you've been doing. If you are listening to this podcast and it's like, you know what? This has been a good year for me so far. Keep it going. If you listen to this podcast and you're like, you know what? This has been a good month for me. This has been a good day for me. Keep it going. Even when you get bad news that comes into you, even when you get negative outsiders coming in, doesn't matter. Don't look to the left or right. Stay focused on what you're doing. Here's my second point. Morgan. Morgan had the energy in her, but just wasn't doing it. But when she was called upon to bring that thing out, she brought it out. That's the name of the dance, bring them out. She brought it out, right? So that also motivated, inspired, and encouraged me, because I was like, you know, sometimes you're just having those days where you're just not feeling it. You're just not performing at your top level. But sometimes you just need somebody to give you an encouraging word, a boost, if you will, a friend to say, you know what? You got more than that in you. Let's go, right? That's why this podcast is here. That's the only reason I'm doing this podcast, is to just be a voice of sharing with you things that say to me, let's go, right? So how about you, right? Some of you have some things in you. You got that energy. You got that fire in you. You listen to this podcast and you're like, I needed this. You know what? Let's go. Let's get up and do it. Whatever it is, do it. Kill it. My last one is Serena and Cora. That is that you don't even realize that when you go 120, when you go 100% at what you do, you don't realize who is touching outside of you. You have no clue. Just like I mentioned in the other podcast, when I talked about, actually wasn't the other MIE podcast, it was the hip hop podcast, where I was talking about my boy Joshua down in Alabama waiting for the popping technique videos that I put out on Instagram. I had no, it wasn't for him. It was for my students here at the studio, but yet it hit him, right? And that's the same thing for us. There's things we do when we go 120, when we go in, when we bring that energy out, when we let that fire out, it doesn't just affect us, but it affects everybody around us. Just like Devon and Morgan, it was their battle, but it affected the whole team, and the whole team came up to that next level. So all I'm saying is, let's come up to that next level, y'all. No matter what it is, let's release that energy. That energy is in us. All we gotta do is let it out and let that thing shine to the world. It's your boy, Mr. Chris, in the building. This is the MIE podcast. MIE stands for motivate, inspire, and encourage. And I hope that this podcast did that for you. Shout out to everybody listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. Y'all are the best. keep doing what you do. Share this also on your social media, Facebook page, tweet it, share it on Instagram. Just let people know the podcast is out there. We hear the most things, baby. Yo, bring that
all
energy.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way.